On today's show, I join the Tower Power Gang, Clint, Cole, Toad, and even Top Lobster, and the one and only Lion of Liberty, Mark Claire. We set out to debunk the dinosaur psyop, and I think we did a pretty good job, although we may have broken Clint's heart. You are about to listen to that portion of our conversation. The rest of the show is probably not safe for work, so if you want to hear the whole thing and find out why they titled it Ron Paul Sex Dreams, listen to episode 73 of the Tower Power Hour on Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, and most other podcasting platforms. I'm Monica Perez, and this is today's Buddy Dive.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Tower Gang. I'm Clint Russell from Liberty Lockdown, and our very special guest. We have Monica Perez from the Monica Perez Show. I can't say your name fast, which is strange. Anyways, welcome in, Monica. And then we have, once again, the darkest member of the Lions of Liberty. It is Dark Mark Winemom Claire.
Roar. He's the only member as far as I'm concerned, but that's another thing.
Hey, we are back with another episode of our we called it Jones in for June. I don't know if that ever stuck, but it's just our conspiracy theory month. And so that's why we have
conspiracy
on
corner. Yeah.
We're having the conspiracy corner is what this is right now.
Just expand it.
So we might have one of the two best conspiracy people actually in our realm, Monica Perez and Mark Claire. So we wanted to talk about, well, Monica came on and she was like, I want to talk dinosaurs. And so we have to talk dinosaurs. That she was talking to us before the episode started. And actually, do you tell why you got started onto the dinosaur thing? Because that was pretty funny to me.
Yeah, well, I think everything's fake, but it never even occurred to me that dinosaurs could be fake. And my mother said, I don't believe in dinosaurs. I don't. They're too big.
Do we have the same mom? Do we have the same Jewish mother?
Oh, yeah. Well, my mom.
That's what she says.
From New York. But they all sound the same. So, yeah. And she was like, they're just too big. And I was like, Ma, you're crazy. Like, I've seen them. I've seen it. Vince, the Natural History Museum. You saw nothing. And I said, I've seen them. They're as big as the building. She says, they're made of clay. Go look at it. Ask him if you could actually see one. I was like, So, and then I realized, I was like, she's right. They're ridiculous. They're Mom's cartoon.
Well, that is actually kind of true, because I think what we have is, in the entire world, I think we have no complete dinosaur skeletons. And I think we have I think three overall, like, that add up to maybe like 90 something percent of one or something like that. But if you see like a dinosaur skeleton in a museum, most of it is fake.
Right.
And I actually saw a story.
Yeah.
I saw a story recently. It was like a week or two ago. Just the headline I saw, that it said something like first full T-Rex skeleton found. So maybe there's been too much of this chatter about the not having the full skeletons. Now they're like, oh, we got to do the full skeleton, guys. It's weird, because just this has been like topic of conversation. I saw them actually put that headline out, which makes you think, oh, so we never had full skeletons before?
And what I actually discovered looking a few things up for this is off the American Natural History Museum website. American Museum of Natural History, dinosaur bones that you see on display aren't bones. So you think, all right, yeah, they're clay. Even the bones aren't bones. Through the process of fossilization, ancient animal bones are turned into rock.
Wow.
So the bones aren't even bones. So now you have rocks. They're rocks that look like bones because rocks seeped into it and turned into bone-shaped rocks.
Right. But also... Yeah, like, to make the skeletons complete, though, because they don't have enough bones to have that many complete skeletons, so they don't actually have any, but a lot of the bones are actually molded off of, like they might have, like, only one, like, T-Rex femur in the entire world or something, and all the other T-Rex femurs in the museums are actually molded off of that one and made out of plastic.
Let's move quickly here. So I wanted to be a paleontologist when I was younger. Just shifting gears, but we're staying on dinosaurs. And it was like, when I was young, I was obsessed with dinosaurs. Monica, in your opinion, are paleontologists like the astronauts of NASA with the moon landing? Are they all in on this bullshit, or what's going on?
It's a good question. I think once you get into like where your entire paycheck is dependent on believing in something, you do believe in it. And I think it's like an engineer builds a bridge. Like he makes that little teeny bolt. It could be in the moon buggy. It could be on a bridge. Like he doesn't really know as long as the bolt works. I think the paleontologist, if you look, there was one article I read about how bones are reconstructed and they show like these
constructed
full of like dust and little bits of bones. And then you have like this big thing and they're like, what they do is they like get wires and they hold them together with vice grips and they try to figure out what the bones should look like.
Well, yeah, they're completely guessing. Like they find like there, I think there have been situations where they've found like a single tooth and then they just guess what the entire rest of the animal looks
like. But what about the woolly mammoth that's frozen in the ice?
That's real.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, well, there were woolly mammoths and that was like 1 million years ago and they're frozen and they're mummified and you can get their DNA and you can look at them and they have hair on them. And as a matter of fact, when I saw that one T-Rex femur, I was like, I don't believe it. So I was like, what could it be? I'm like, it's either a mammoth or a bison. So I looked up like mammoth femur and literally side by side, it looked exactly the same. So I think all of the actual bones are bisons or mammoths. And the bisons, because like bisons covered the entire North America, whatever, the U.S. And that's where they found like jillions and jillions of these bones. And I think they were just like bison graveyards. But I'm making that up, so that's just what I think.
But there was never a time when a dinosaur got trapped in like La Brea tar pits. It seems like that would be something that could actually keep it in place.
But then it would stay as a because here's the thing. So when you have like petrified wood, it gets stuck in silty. It's really, really rare for it to happen, but it gets stuck in silt and you have this like remineralization process. So if you go to Wiki and look up petrified wood, you'll see like the cross section. It looks like onyx and chalcedony, like all these really beautiful quartz type things, because it is this remineralization. You can't do that with like a dinosaur bone, but it only happens in this silty, sandy stuff. So if you think about it, if you got stuck in a tar pit, that doesn't mineralize anything. So you can't, don't forget, like these aren't preserved bones. They're stones. Now they're starting to say that they can find like preserved things like, oh, we found 110 million year old dinosaur and it still had like undigested ferns in its stomach, which just think about that for a second. Did you ever open a can after 25 years? A can, an airproof can.
You know? One of the other things is that no dinosaurs had been discovered prior to the 1800s. And most of the dinosaurs that have been discovered, I believe, were discovered by these two guys who were competing against each other and sabotaging each other the whole time. Cope and Marsh, I think, were their names. And my theory is that every single dinosaur that either of them discovered was a fake dinosaur or fake dinosaur bone planted by the other one for them to find.
So what is the, you know, the conspiracy theory 101 is like, cui bono? Who's benefiting other than these two scientists? Like, who's fucking benefiting from this scam? I don't get it.
Big
all their children.
They were trying to, I read a really interesting article on this. So the first pass is they were trying to prove Darwinian evolution, which really doesn't hold up to math. So I understand Lamarckian. I understand like the genes and, you know, blue eyes. I understand all that stuff. But Darwinian evolution as this random thing that results in new species is not true. It's mathematically impossible.
The evolution, like that was always the one that got me, was because they would always be like, well, of course, evolution. Look at the dinosaurs. We have like their bones and stuff. But it was like, but you don't have their bones. So like, how does that prove
anything?
And it's saying that I remember.
Yeah, there's cycles.
No, yeah. Well, I also remember I was watching a thing that said back in like the early 1900s, maybe like 40s or 50s, or I can't remember, somewhere around there, that the National History Museum went and they had a bunch of old like human skulls or Neanderthal skulls or whatever, and they went and destroyed all of them because it didn't line up with their evolutionary hypothesis. And so they're just like, well, just get rid of these because they don't. And that's what they did like a lot back then, because they're just like,
this is still happening with like Göbekli Tepe, right? There's like a whole line of biologists that are old school that just won't admit that 14,000 years ago there was a civilization because it undermines everything else that they've been doing. So yeah, that follows for sure.
See, that's interesting though, because it's kind of like, it's like one aspect of scientists are trying to hide old, like, ancient history shit, and then the other ones are making up ancient history shit. It's
now,
like,
now, I don't know. Now, I'm maybe coming at this from an angle of maybe the angle with the fake dinosaurs is that the establishment is trying to usurp religion, and some of the biggest proponents of the dinosaurs are fake thing, or also dinosaurs existed at the same time as humans are different sects of Christianity that believe that.
The young earth.
Come into the dinosaurs yeah. that were basically, because if you look across every society, every ancient culture, there are dragons. It's not like it's just the Chinese or like just the Welsh or whatever. Dragons are everywhere in like, you know, modern slash like modernly ancient history, I guess, like Bible history and beyond. So I think there's a lot of fake dinos, but I think to whatever extent there is real sort of like large beastly heads and this sort of nature that can't be explained by without admitting that some of that could be real. That's part of like, okay, let's just say they lived 100 million years ago. That's not that. That's no one. People will believe that.
Well, that is great. I love that theory. There's no dinosaurs, but there are dragons. Hell yeah.
I was thinking that. Like, that's what's weird about like conspiracy communities. Like, I think most of them don't believe in dinosaurs, but a fair number believe in everything from aliens to dragons and interdimensional beings, which, you know, I don't believe the dinosaur thing because they're actually offering evidence that can be debunked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that is the weirdest thing because they do like, they show evidence, but it's like, that's not real though. Like you're not showing, like it'd be like me showing, like being like, this is the penny that I own. And they're like, that's not a penny. That's like a rock you found outside. It's like, but I mean, it's a penny and I'm going to say it's a penny.
And
but
they
like,
do no, do that.
Penny, so like, I got that guy over there. Says,
we're wearing lab coats. So, you know, you can trust us. Coats,
and that guy says it's a penny. It's like, but he's an idiot. Like
What about pictures of the paleontologists where they're like actually like in the trench and using the brush? And
that's like the dancing nurses of dinosaurs.
Look at us. Here we are. Just brushing this bone away.
They're the TikTok paleontologists.
Imagine. Is that not petrified bone? What is
that they're messing around with?
Yeah.
I was reading.
That's dinosaur bones. That's what I'm saying. Dinosaurs and bison bones all mixed up together. And now we made a dinosaur.
I think the official story was that in this American Museum of Natural History says that they send out these expeditions to find dinosaur bones and that some of these people, they cover 5 to 10 miles a day. And it has to be in sedimentary rock or whatever it is where it always is. And they look to see if any of these little bone fragments are sticking out. Like that in itself is just preposterous that after 65 million years, there's stuff bubbled up to the surface and a bunch of people are going to go and walk 5 or 10 miles a day. I'm not surprised it doesn't surprise me that they find something. It surprises me that they don't find something every inch because how are you going to tell the difference between a little piece of rock and a little piece of rock bone? Right. It just doesn't, it's rock. The bones are made of the rock that is around it. You know what I'm saying? That's the story. The official story is that it's a bone stuck in rock and then the rock seeps into the bone and turns into a bone shaped rock. And then those guys are in there with their little toothpicks and stuff saying, look, it looks like it's turning into a bone. I think it's a bone.
So that whole scene from like, because everybody thinks about like Jurassic Park and that whole scene like where they're like at the dig and they uncover like a huge thing and then they find the mosquito and stuck in amber. Like that's never been true. That's never been the thing that they've ever
done. I don't think they've ever seen a head. So I think they might find like alligators and stuff. I think there are places
like or like one tooth and they'll be like,
tooth could be like a saber-toothed tiger. And a lot of this stuff used to be ocean bed and there are really huge things in the ocean. There are huge things in the ocean that don't just collapse on themselves. So you could find and they can make impressions like fossilized impressions. See, that's the difference. Everything else has a fossilized impression. Only dinosaurs have petrified bones, like 3D things. Think of all the other fossils you've ever seen. It's just like smushed into rock. Like you just see the outline.
So I feel like 8-year-old Clint, like little baby Clint inside me is like, my heart is breaking, man. Like, I love dinosaurs. What are you doing to me right now?
This is the first time you've heard this?
Yes.
Yeah. I did this too. Poles to the Walls, mom loved the moon landing. Ooh, yeah. Oh, and I was at Freedom Fest, and they were like, "Hey, Monica, tell my mom about the moon landing." I was like, "Oh my gosh, you don't know? It's totally ridiculous, totally fake. I mean, think about it. They shot up there in a rocket. They jumped down. They ran around. They played golf. They shot back up off the moon, answered another rocket, and came back." And she was just like, "Oh my god!"
And they did it. They did it 50 years ago before we had.
I know.
And they also filmed all of it and streamed it.
Then they lost the film, and they forgot to take a picture of the stars. Finally, there was another point, another freaking point of reference to understand the three-dimensional universe, and they were just like, "Oh right, we should have taken a picture of the stars." You guys, but it wouldn't come out because we had lights with us. Like,
I'm going to see Eddie Bravo. I'm going to see Eddie Bravo in 10 days, and I'm so hyped right now. We're talking about dinosaurs and the moon. Can we talk about flat Earth, please? How does this
tie in? No, I don't believe in the flat Earth.
If we get Bravo, we can.
We already have flat Earth Dave on, so I mean, Mark, do you believe in the moon landing?
No. Well, I'll say I don't believe that the footage that we saw was of people going to the moon. I don't know. There might be some other sort of like secret space program or something. I'm open to all that. I'm also open to space being completely made up entirely because I don't know if you've, if you guys seen the fake, like there's no doubt. I don't know if you guys seen some of these ISS like videos of astronauts in the space station. And there's some where they are just clearly just hanging up on this thing. And there's other ones where you can like very clearly tell they're on a green screen. So maybe the end people and like my science friends who know stuff, they're like, "Oh no, you can see the space station in the sky." I'm like, "Oh yeah, I see something." Like I don't know. But then I see these videos, these guys that are just clearly like floating and like, but you can see like their clothes, like sometimes just hanging up. There's clearly like fake space videos. So either that stuff didn't happen, or maybe something so much and weirder is happening that they make up fake space to make us think like this normal thing is happening where they're just in a space station.
That's the libertarian conundrum where it's like these guys are full of shit. They have no
control. It's dragons versus dinos all over again.
Or they have all the power and they're lying about this. They not only did they go to the moon, but they went to, you know, Jupiter or some shit. But yeah, I'm with it.
Jupiter.
When we had Flat Earth Dave on, he did the same. He was just like, "Oh yeah, space isn't real." And we're like, "What?" And he was like, no, it's like, it's not like you think that's real up there. You think, well, he was like, I can't remember if he was the one that was the sun's not real either. Or it was like the sun isn't like 98 million miles away. It's like
that's what they.
It's like 10,000 miles away. Actually, it's just a small little.
I'm open to that.
That's another thing. The Obama administration was bragging about getting into outer Earth orbit, which is like, I don't even know. Like maybe
sounds made up.
1/64th from like a distance from the moon, because the moon, I don't know how, what is it, like 10,000 miles from the Earth, something like that. I was like, why would you brag?
I think it's like hundreds, but I think it's all made up anyway. So okay.
It's the same as the money. It's all fake. It's just all numbers that they just make up and can just put in they just put it in some computer somewhere and they just say,
speaking of making up numbers, what about carbon dating? That's like their whole thing for the dinosaurs. Yeah. They're we did the carbon dating.
No, it
is.
No, because the carbon dating doesn't go back that far and their bones. Their bones and made of rock.
Well, also
they don't even say they can date them. They don't even say they can date them.
They just go, looks about 110, 120 mil.
Yeah. Well,
I remember because so I went to a super Christian school in college. I've told people this, and we had an origins class, which was basically like our version, like the Christian version of like an evolutionary thing. So it was like, no, okay, we're going to go through what we believe, young Earth creationism, all the way up and debunk everything. But that was one they always hammered in, was like carbon dating does not work on sedimentary rock. Well, they can only find the fossils in sedimentary rock, so they can't date them. So all these numbers they're making up are just and either they use the fossils to date the rocks or they use the rocks to date the fossils.
That's what
and it's a big circular reasoning that they
use. Why is there so much speculation around carbon? Like there's a carbon tax. There's like we have to be carbon. This carbon dating. What is carbon anyway? I don't even know what this
stuff is. It's the building block of all matter
of life.
There's two different. There's carbon 12 and carbon 13, and carbon 12 is in life, and carbon 13 I think is like the stuff that's in oil, and that's like so I don't think oil came from dinosaurs either.
Well, they're different isotopes. Yeah,
doesn't that sound crazy to you guys? Like just in normal speech, what you just said, carbon 12, carbon 13. No one's ever really seen this.
This is the best Top Lobster so far.
Top Lobster is a chemistry truther. He's like chemistry.
their nuclei have different numbers of neutrons.
What's in this?
He's like H2O.
Have you seen it though?
Have they ever even looked at a hydrogen molecule? I don't think so.
Wait, so what are you guys telling me I'm looking at when I have a telescope up and I'm looking out into outer space and I can see constellations and shit?
Yeah, I'm with you, Clint. I believe I'm not sure we can get out there, but we definitely I have a telescope too, and I've seen the rings of Saturn. I've seen the moons of Saturn outside the rings of Saturn and looked at them for hours and day after day, and their hours? Position changes. I'll go back and look and it changes.
Oh yeah.
The whole time, just looking at it for hours on end.
Well, the first time you see the rings of Saturn through a telescope, because Saturn is visible to the naked eye and it kind of just looks like a star, and then you put the telescope on it, you actually see the rings. It's like, it's trippy, man.
Crazy. I believe it's flat Saturn.
You can see the shadow.
Wow. It's a cast on a green screen. It's a
beautiful painting that they put up there. Very nice. Very well done.
It's a Van Gogh, actually.
And we talked, I think I mentioned it in the last episode, was Prison Earth.
Is the Earth the actual?
Okay. So there are other aliens, and we're
like the Australia of space.
Yes. Yes.
That's possible.
I really like that conspiracy. I really like that one because
now we're talking about the Anunnaki, which were giant people. And then if we're going to say if they were giant people, why can't they be giant chickens? Like dinosaurs.
Giant dinosaurs. They're dragons.
Yeah.
Well, that's
all the way back.
Well, that's why I liked what Oford said earlier, that his conclusion is that because we know that birds aren't real and dinosaurs are related to birds, therefore dinosaurs are also not real. So I like that simplification. Yeah.
Look, I don't know anything about the Anunnaki, so I'm not going to say they're not real. I don't know what the evidence is of that. I just haven't dug into that. Give me some time.
Monica, did you ever look into the Dogon tribe?
No.
Does anyone actually believe that birds aren't real?
No, I'm surprised you mentioned something I haven't heard of. So it's rare. So tell me more.
Okay, so this one, the Dogon tribe, is a tribe in Africa that when they were
found...
I don't even believe
in Africa, but go ahead.
they were discovered in the early 1900s. And whenever they went there to talk to them, they were all very primitive, but they also had very advanced knowledge of things. Talking to people in here, they believed the earth was round, so they knew that, and they were very primitive.
Idiots. Don't trust them already.
Yeah. They were primitive.
I bet they believed in dinosaurs too.
I bet they thought there was just men and women too.
I bet they thought that carbon was a thing.
This is a good joke. The existence of carbon-based organisms implies the existence of carbon cringe organisms.
But I know
David Brady's 12, so that's an advanced joke for him. Good for you, man.
He just took
chemistry class though.
Yeah, that's our young Earth theory.
Chemistry here. Indoctrination.
That joke was a chemistry project, actually. He's gonna bring it in tomorrow.
But I'm apparently the only one in here.
Shut up, Toad.
So what are those guys aliens or what's the deal?
Yeah, what are they?
No, so what they said was that back in ancient times. Aliens or something came down and gave them all these secrets, and they had paintings of them, and they would dress up like them, and they were like, well, they've gone, but how do these people know? They knew other scientific shit that I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's a very weird one. But the thing was, the Anunnaki, it was the same. The Anunnaki were Sumerian based, were they not, top? And so they had the same look to them. The Anunnaki and the people the Dogon tribe talked about had the exact same
Arab? Is that what you mean?
No. Yes, they know.
I think a lot of the Anunnaki stuff was like ancient Egypt. A lot of the pyramids that they built and the structures like the Sphinx and all that. Some of these things had a margin of error that were like 1/10 the size of a human hair. So, and they were using physical tools. So chisels and shit like that. It's just impossible. You can't do this. And they were fitting rocks side by side perfectly.
Paleontologists.
Now, yes, exactly. Yeah.
It sounds like the paleo strategy.
That's the real paleo strategy. To recruit the paleontologists in the Liberty Movement.
We have to have those idiots' beliefs on dinosaurs so we can really be sure.
Monica, wait, do you have anything else on dinosaur, like that you can just want, you just want to like just go off on? Well, you said there were two like reasons why they want to hide the shit.
Yeah.
One of them was, so
I just, oh like, man.
The other one was, I just,
that was before I smoked weed for a couple hours.
I read an article today that said like dinosaurs were a capitalist plot. And of course, the first thing they do is stipulate they're real, but the origin of the whole movement was a capitalist plot. And it was actually really interesting about how the old, like, you know, robber barons or whatever had a PR problem and they wanted to look like they were giving back. So they built museums and they happened to make it into a pretty lucrative, business in a way, like getting all those bones in there and charging even for the museum sometimes. But what this article said, which I found interesting, like similarly to the way that it served the evolutionary, story in science, it served the Darwinian theory of society, of Darwinian, what do you call it? Social Darwinism, where they would say like, this is, if you look at the dinosaurs as a metaphor for the robber baron, yes, like it gets big and huge and it's like the pinnacle of existence, but then they die out and it allows for this whole plethora of, you know, wealth of new species. And I mean, that's what the article said. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying that I can see that if it was fostered by those guys, snake oil salesmen turned billionaires, that it did turn out to be like a really lucrative business. It was right up that alley of like whistle stops and stuff where you'd go and, you know, have fantastical things and circuses and freak shows. And I think it may have come out of that kind of tradition because it really flourished in the US.
You could say that capitalists found a way.
Museums are actually a really good way.
That was my Jeff Goldblum. Deal with it, bitch.
I'm like black Jeff Goldblum.
I did think that.
The business structure of a museum.
It's like
no, continue, Mark. Continue. Finish it.
Man, it's like
it's probably be finding a way. finally canceled. I'm just quoting Weird Science, essentially. So.
Weird Science, a much more realistic movie than Jurassic Park, by the way.
Monica, go ahead and give us your plugs.
Oh, thank you so much. So I'm Monica Perez. You can find me at Monica Perez Show on Twitter. I have a show that I share with my partner Brad Binkley, but he's now doing the Drive Time News Blast, and I've spun off the deep dives. So I'm going a little deeper a couple of times a week. So you can find Deep Dives with Monica Perez on the Propaganda Report podcast feed or at thepropreport.com.
Mark, go for it.
Lions of Liberty, at Lions Liberty, interviewing Dave Smith Thursday night for patrons, Monday for the regulars, the poors, and Second Print Comics for Nerd Talk, and Tower Gang for occasional conspiracy talk.
I am Clint Russell. I'm the host of Liberty Lockdown. You can follow me on Twitter at Liberty Lock Pod. About to hit 43,000. Get on board. And Liberty Lockdown on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere else. Today, I was on Tinfoil Hat with Sam Tripoli. That will be out tomorrow. That's going to be huge. And then tomorrow afternoon, my episode with Jack Murphy, which will be very controversial. Make sure you guys check it out.
Top Lobster _ on Twitter. Top Lobster everywhere else. TopLobster.com for merch and whatever else you need. Go ahead.
Future merch.
Discount code ROAR for some percent off your order. I forget what it is.
Future merch manager of Gas Digital. You're looking at right here.
So, it's going to happen, man.
It's going to happen. Also, by the way, so Tower King Cole on Twitter. Then Tower Gang Pod also on Twitter for the show. Junkie Jeff mentioned also that Jinx has a new alt and it's Coke Pusha. So if you want to go follow him, so that's
thank you.
I wanted to throw that out there because he is a great follow.
Coke Pusha.
So that okay. Next week we have Josh Denny on.
If I don't find him, I'll find something else.
next week we have Josh Denny on, and then the week after that, I don't know if we still.
The week after that is live from Porkfest, or at least we're going to attempt.
Oh, I forgot about that. We were going to do the live from Porkfest,
and then the finale. I think I can get Tripoli if you guys.
That's who we're wanting. Yeah. Sam Tripoli is on, so pushing to do that. Toad, you can wrap us up.
Anarcho_Toad on Twitter. Josh Denny coming on next week. I don't know what conspiracies are going to talk about, but we're continuing Jones in for June. That's hard to say. And happy anniversary to the USS Liberty.